You see, I love the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? I love the Lord. And if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I don't know.
Come on, Biz.
Okay.
I'm not saying it in the preacher
voice. Coming to America.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all, Biz is trying to make these movie quotes at the beginning of this episode for this season a thing. It's not a thing. I don't want it to be
a thing. I made it a thing, so now it's a thing.
I feel like Mean Girls. It's not a thing.
I'm making Fetch a thing, sorry.
It's not a thing. Stop trying to make Fetch a thing.
Welcome to a new episode of Best in Me. I'm Best.
And I'm me.
What's up, Best?
Hey, Best.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Me too.
Y'all, we in Prayer Revival this week.
We are.
And so, if we sound a little raspy tonight, it's because we've been yelling.
I'm tired. And gave all a head.
Listen, then gave the Lord all of it at this church tonight. Yeah. And we got two more nights, so
yeah,
we're definitely going to be rested by the end of the week.
Absolutely.
That's why I was like, let's hit this little recording tonight.
Absolutely.
Because come Thursday, y'all not going to be able to understand us.
Nothing. We're not going to have anything left.
Nothing left.
Yeah.
But I am in a good place mentally and spiritually as well. Me too. I have nothing to complain about.
No, me either.
Okay. Hot topics.
Alrighty, hot topics. We should start with the election. Biden and Trump won the preliminaries here in Tennessee, in our state. I don't think the election at whole.
They won the, Trump won the Republican preliminary.
Yes. And then Biden won Democratic preliminary. Yes. So those are our options. I think that'll be everyone's options. I don't think we have a choice this year again.
Yeah, it's for the United States.
Mm-hmm. We're done. Mm-hmm. It's a wrap. So
that's what we got to look forward to.
It's very ghetto outside again this year.
Yeah. VOTE. Mm-hmm. Go out and vote.
Please.
Take your tails to the polls.
Yeah. Again, I feel like we're faced with the same challenges.
Yes.
I don't know how you could be an extreme either one of those people's supporters.
Yeah.
Because both of them are trash. And so it's, again, we're faced with the lesser of the evils.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just literally where we're faced with.
And I will say this, there's no way that Obama or any other black man or woman, for that sake, would have had all of these charges, all of these things brought up against them, and would have ever been allowed to rerun without being impeached, number one, but to run again for president as 45 did. And I refuse to say his name.
Well, I mean, they tried to impeach Barack over not having a birth certificate, yeah. So let's not even really.
And guess who cooked that up?
And so let's not even.
45. Okay? He cooked it all up from the beginning.
So let's.
He's not American.
Yeah, let's just cut it out. There is no way anybody would have survived, yeah. But that's where we are. What you got, Bess?
What I've been watching.
I thought you had a hot topic, no?
No, I don't have a hot topic. Okay. Oh, yes, I do. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was going to say, turn up your hearing aid. We just talked about this offline.
So, American Fiction won the best adapted screenplay at the Oscars this year.
Yeah, it was just Sunday?
Yes, the Oscars were Sunday, and they won the best adapted screenplay. And it was such a good movie. I know I have said it before on the podcast, but it was a really good movie.
I really want to see it now.
Yeah, if you have not seen American Fiction, please, when it does come to streaming, please go out.
Is it not streaming yet? Anywhere?
I don't know. I haven't checked to see if it's on streaming anywhere.
Okay.
I just went to go see it at the movies maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
But let me check right quick. American Fiction.
Just see what it's doing.
Yeah. It still has Showtime space.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's that on that.
Yeah. You can still go to the movies.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see anything showing streaming at the moment. You can, but I think you're going to have to pay for it. There's nothing free right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's fine.
So there's that. Yeah. But yes, please, I keep saying it. American Fiction was a really, really good movie. So please watch it. Let's talk about what we've been watching.
Listen, Best, made me watch this show on Netflix called The Program.
Yes.
Y'all, I was stuck, finished it. It's just 3 episodes, finished it all on Sunday. And
it's
a documentary. A documentary. Mm-hmm. And it is about these basically faith-based schools for troubled teens.
Mm-hmm.
And young adolescents.
Yes.
And they're supposed to, you know, get them on the straight and narrow out of these streets and off of drugs,
mm-hmm.
and serving Jesus. And they are far from anything righteous. And they did not save these babies. And that's all I'm going to share. But it's these kids' journey on reliving what they endured in these kind of troubled teen camps,
yes.
that their parents were sending them to.
Yes.
To get them on the straight and narrow. So there may have been some runaways, staying out late, drinking, blah, blah, blah. All the things, lying, stealing.
Yeah.
And so their parents were kind of being coerced to send them away to correct their behavior.
Their parents were being brainwashed.
Brainwashed.
Let's just say, call a thing.
Yeah.
Their parents were being brainwashed to send these children away.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty penny each month.
Yeah.
Of the tuition for this. No.
That yawn snuck up on me. I apologize,
And you said in it.
I didn't even try to like cover it up.
Your mic is off.
I'm sorry. Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It is something else. It's a, like she said, it's a 3-part documentary mm-hmm. series. Mm-hmm. So if you please watch it on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Program.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Also watch another documentary called The Black Godfather on
mm-hmm.
Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Clarence Avery.
Mm-hmm.
Avent. Sorry. He has done so much in the music ministry. I'm so churchy. I am so churchy. In the music industry.
We should never record after prayer ever again. We should record it this Sunday night.
Not in the music ministry, industry. Oh my gosh, why did I say ministry?
This episode is rough. It's
but
bumpy.
Yes, it's a little bumpy, but we're going to go with it.
Yes,
okay?
We are. We're going to go with it.
But it's a good documentary mm-hmm. To see how he, not only did black people know him, but white people knew him too. He has done a lot in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
So The Black Godfather, I think that's a great watch as well.
Yeah.
If you are looking for documentaries to watch.
Absolutely.
On Netflix.
Absolutely.
Anything else that you've been watching?
No, other than that, I just finished Scandal. And by finish it, I think Hulu only got me to like season 7. I don't know where to find the rest of the episodes.
Is it, how many, I think it's, what was the last thing you saw on season 7? You don't remember?
No, but she didn't go away off in the sand with nobody. I'm missing seasons. Because it ended with her going away with Fitz.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
I think Scandal went past 7 episodes.
7 seasons?
Jesus the Christ. 7 seasons.
Maybe it was 9 seasons. I don't know. I don't remember.
And I was falling asleep, too. It was just a good go to sleep, too.
Yeah. Something familiar to watch.
Oh, it is only 7.
Did you?
So I fell asleep.
You fell
asleep?
Said no. She didn't go away with it. Then you fell asleep. So they did have all the episodes there.
They did.
I was
tripping.
Like, that's weird for somebody not to put all of the seasons on.
It was me. I apologize. I'll go back. I've just been watching Scandal.
Maybe you need to run season 7
I'm
one more time.
Start at the end of 6.
Okay. Just to run it back.
See
just
what
to
happens.
Make sure.
Make sure I'm there.
You're definitely going to be asleep.
Woo, God. Okay.
Yeah, there's
sorry.
That.
What about you?
I, of course, still on Abbott, still
yes.
on...
such a good feel, good show.
Still on Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime.
Yeah.
I think those are my main 2 shows right now. But, of course, I watch The Office here and there because
mm-hmm.
It's a feel-good. And I'm still watching Scandal, too.
Okay.
I think I'm on, like, season 2 or 3
okay.
still.
Okay.
Because it's one of those things that I put on if I go into my bedroom and go to sleep.
Yeah.
And so if I don't remember something,
mm-hmm.
if I start it back up and I don't remember something, I'm going to back it up.
Yeah.
Well, in the midst of me backing it up,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to fall asleep again.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to keep backing it up. But
yeah.
It's
sure.
one of those things that I watch to help myself go to sleep.
Absolutely.
But yeah. But that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Let's get into the topic for tonight.
We are going to be talking about how to deal with abandonment.
All right. So we are really ripping the Band-Aid off here. Okay. All right. When I Googled it, when you gave me the topic, the first thing it says is seek out for help of mental health from a mental health professional. Mm-hmm. It says, such as therapy or a counselor. Mm-hmm. They will help you overcome the fear of being abandoned. Mm-hmm. They will also work with you to understand where the fear originated from and what you can do when you sense the fear rising.
Absolutely.
So
I don't know if you knew this, but there are stages of abandonment just like grief.
Oh, no, I didn't know this.
Yes. Okay. So the first one is shattering. Mm-hmm. So that is kind of like, I'm always going to be alone. I'll never find love again. It's like kind of after it happens, right? Mm-hmm. Then it's a withdrawal. So it's a yearning or craving for the person, role, or relationship or object that you no longer have there. Mm. And then there is internalizing. That is where I usually always get stuck in abandonment, is that internalizing. But that is, I'm not good enough.
Yes.
What else could I have done? Mm-hmm. I should have done more. I should have saw it coming. It's me.
Yeah.
It's
the me syndrome.
There's rage. So then there's the intense anger. And then the final phase is called lifting. And that is kind of where you're headed back into your normal. So it's where you begin to feel a relief of the pain and grief.
Okay.
It is where you begin to get distracted with life and slowly start feeling confident over time. Mm-hmm. So my abandonment issues stem from my dad.
Okay.
So I grew up in a two-parent home, right? Mm-hmm. I was the daddy's girl. My parents were married before I was born. Saved, full of the Holy Ghost, okay?
Yes, yes.
Grew up in a very Christian background. And so, literally, it was my mother found out my father was cheating.
Yeah.
We moved the same summer. We moved to Nashville. So, I was a freshman in high school. Mm-hmm. I had went to school with the same people from literally first grade kindergarten till freshman year in high school.
Oh, wow.
So, I lost my dad, and I moved in the middle of my high school career to Nashville. Growing up with my father in the home every day to literally not seeing him for like 6-7 years.
Oh, wow. Maybe
I feel like it was 10. I feel like we moved here in 2000. I feel like we didn't see him again to 2010. That feels about right. My little sister graduated from high school, and that was the very first time we had saw him again.
Oh, wow.
And so I remember the summer we found out my father had cheated, we were leaving. I remember as clear as I'm talking to you, I was on the phone with a girlfriend, and I remember saying, if my dad didn't love me enough to stay, why would anybody else?
Woo.
And so the divorce wasn't what drug me down.
Yeah.
Moving was hard. Mm-hmm. Moving to Nashville during high school was rough.
Yes.
All of those things were a very hard pill to swallow. But my father divorced my mother and us. And that was the problem.
Yes.
Because I literally went from growing up and seeing my dad every single day of my life to literally not seeing him at all and no communication. He literally went away and we never heard from him again. And this wasn't, my mom didn't allow him access. My mother has never said a harsh word about my father, and I stand to you at 38. She ain't never said a bad thing about him, but I don't know why Tony didn't stay in y'all's life. That's my dad's name.
Wow.
So that was hard.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure.
So that definitely created some unhealthy practices in relationships.
Okay.
And definitely created like a false sense of security with men in relationships. So like I've only had like very long-term relationships.
Right.
I tend to been a relationship girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're very long-term, but very much so relationship to relationship. So like dating, you know, then married and then, you know, whatever. So that security still, like, and I'm very much so still patching that little girl to this day.
Yeah.
But definitely have a healthier outlook now.
Okay.
But I definitely, even still just in life, losing friendships, I still have a hard time moving past the internalizing stage. It is still very difficult for me, even with my last broken situation.
Yeah.
It still took me a long time to work past internalizing. And internalizing isn't like everybody takes a portion in the fail of something.
Right, right.
It is literally like, why am I not good enough?
Yes.
Why am I never enough for X, Y, and Z?
Right.
What is it about me that doesn't make this situation look like this?
Mm-hmm.
It's been such a place for me to work through now.
Yeah.
Just as I stand now, just like, I am good enough as I am.
Absolutely.
And the idea of someone not choosing you, or the idea that someone maybe doesn't recognize what they have,
mm-hmm,
has nothing to do with me.
Nothing at all.
And so that has been such a revelation, eye-opener. But I will say, I think I'm definitely feeling finally the lifting.
Well, good.
So getting kind of back caught up in the mundane of, mm-hmm, you know, work, life, raising children, mm-hmm, and, you know, best in me is a wonderful distraction, mm-hmm, and getting back into self-love Saturday and positive affirmation,
yes,
and things like that. And, you know, focusing on my career.
Yes.
Because I don't have a job, I have a career.
That's it.
So I finally feel like I'm headed into lifting.
And so even with that feeling,
yes,
that you're heading into lifting, you have to guard.
Yes.
All of those things that you just named.
Yes.
You have to guard those things to make sure that you don't take steps back.
Absolutely.
Into feeling the abandonment.
Absolutely.
Because fear of abandonment was sometimes called self-abandonment.
Absolutely.
And so you will abandon yourself,
mm-hmm,
because others have abandoned you, and then you start neglecting yourself,
mm-hmm,
you start not making yourself a priority,
mm-hmm,
you start not taking care of yourself, and mm-hmm, all of these things come from the fear of being abandoned again. And I can say that I've dealt with issues before of abandonment, of feeling like, why am I not good enough?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that I am a great person. Mm-hmm. Why don't they see that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are they not answering my calls?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they not seeing my worth?
Mm-hmm.
But it took a lot of working on myself to, mm-hmm, realize my own worth,
mm-hmm,
so that I don't allow someone's lack of understanding or lack of not knowing who they are,
mm,
to make me feel abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know who you are, then I can't expect you to be your 100% full self with me.
Mm-hmm.
So you will abandon when you see someone that is complete.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's good.
Felt good to me.
Listen, abandonment will have you staying in situations longer.
It will.
Than you need to be. That alone, the fear of being alone, will have you stand and going back to situations you know don't mean or serve you no good.
No good.
But you be scared.
Uh-huh. It will.
You be terrified. So it's like, I'm going to go back to something I know,
mm-hmm,
and to face something I've never experienced,
yes,
before.
Yes.
And there's nothing like being abandoned inside of a relationship. Like when you're in a relationship and that person abandoned you, as whether you're not a priority to them,
yes,
or they don't see your needs as a priority,
mm-hmm,
or they don't take you don't take precedent in their life,
yes,
baby, that is a type of loneliness,
mm-hmm,
you can't explain unless you've experienced.
Exactly. And so it's like when I gave that example, I can't remember what episode it's been this season, but
okay,
I talked about someone being in a relationship for 5 years,
mm-hmm,
and they checked out,
oh,
3 years within the relationship.
Absolutely.
And that person,
mm-hmm,
who does not understand, they are living in abandonment inside of a, like you said, inside of a relationship.
Absolutely.
And then this person really needs to deal with, why are you in a relationship that you are abandoning the other person?
Absolutely.
Where is the love?
Yeah.
Love don't make you abandon something.
Love should have brought home last night. That's Boomerang. That's my favorite.
Love does not make you abandon someone in a situation.
No.
To me, abandonment is... It makes me draw a picture of someone who are who's realizing they had a child.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize, I am no longer fit or capable of taking care of this child.
Yeesh.
So not that you give them to someone that you know that will take good care of them. Jesus to Christ. Me, the abandonment is, I left them in an empty warehouse.
Absolutely.
And that's what that person feels.
Yes.
Like, I was left in an empty, even though I was around people, I was left in an empty warehouse and you never came to see about me.
Somebody who loved me.
Somebody who's supposed to love me.
Absolutely.
Because that's not love.
It's not.
That's not love. You can't tell me you love me and you abandoned me and you never came back for me.
Yeah.
You never called me. You never seek to see if I'm okay. You never came and own your stuff and apologize for the abandonment.
Yeah.
You don't love me.
Yeah.
You have a sense of love. You have an ideal of loving somebody.
Yeah.
But you don't love me to abandon me.
I think one of the greatest things you said was, is, when you really focus on how people treat you, literally has nothing to do with you, but it's nothing. All about how they view and see themselves.
That's it.
You will stop and do all of the personal work for you.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. And I stand for someone who had to sit with, like, why do you do receive, overextend, allow these things? You got to do the work yourself, sis.
Yes. Yes. So were you raised, did your mom raise you to overextend yourself for people? Say, for instance, if company is company, did she teach you all to overextend yourself?
Oh, no, no. That totally came within myself. That was something that I created. Yeah, yeah. Well, we were always like, you know, if we have, you have type of family. Mm-hmm. But no, overextending myself to receive a sense of love was definitely something that I picked up along the way, to feel accepted, to feel wanted, to feel needed, to feel desired. Mm-hmm. It's definitely something that I started so that I could feel like you wanted me.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And again, still something I still struggle with to this day of overextending. Overextending to where I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, wow.
Overextending. Like, when I tell you, going through therapy this time, I learned something about myself. So my therapist, I learned that I say yes when my body says no. And I had to go back to the very first time in my life when I said yes, but my body said no. And so I have literally been allowing my body to tell me no and forming the words out of my mouth. Like, no. I'm like still so conditioned to, my body says no, but my mouth will say yes in a heartbeat. And I'll know inside, I do not want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Nothing. I am screaming on the inside. No.
Mm-hmm.
But my mouth will say yes. And so I am learning to listen to everything that I have.
Yes.
To my stomach, my breaking out in a sweat, my anxiety, my breathing changing, my heart palpitating. I am listening to my entire being.
Mm-hmm.
When there is a yes or a no. And that is how I answer.
And learn not to, just because someone asks you something doesn't mean you have to give a straightway answer. We feel conditioned to answer quickly.
Yes.
And be like, yes, I'll do it. Yes,
absolutely.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll go.
So I think that's the reason why your mouth will say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have conditioned yourself to. You are a person who, you know that you overextend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do it, when you don't get it back in return.
Correct.
That's
the problem.
That's the problem.
Yes.
So that's when you feel abandonment.
Absolutely.
That's when you feel like your self-worth is attacked.
Absolutely. Because I am loving the way I want to be loved.
Yes.
So I give it out to the world the way that I want to receive it, because that is how I will feel the love back.
Yes.
So now, don't get me wrong. Every time I do for somebody, I'm not looking for it to be done. So you know,
right. But I get what you're saying.
Yes. But that is how I do operate or move.
Yes.
To get it back, to receive it, to feel it that way. Absolutely. 100%.
Absolutely. And so I can understand where the abandonment comes and how it plays a part. But yeah, I had to learn. And I say it, I think I say it on the podcast and I say it all the time. No is a complete sentence.
Absolutely.
It is a complete sentence.
Absolutely.
And you have to learn. I will say no before I say yes. But I had to learn that. Because I would find myself doing things that I really didn't want to do. And I had to grow up and be like, hey, you your own grown tail man. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. And I don't care I'm glad that I'm able to put language to it, especially when it comes to dealing with my friends.
Yeah.
That they understand. One, I'm an introvert. Two, that just ain't my scene altogether.
Absolutely.
And so I'm not going to put myself in a condition to make myself feel uncomfortable to make you happy for 10 seconds or an hour of me kicking it with you.
No.
I'm good.
I don't want to go.
I don't want to go. I don't want to do that. That's not my scene. I'm not going to do it.
Correct.
Absolutely. And my answer is no.
Correct.
And how you feel about me is how you feel about me.
Absolutely.
In the important things, I will pull up for you.
Absolutely.
But if you just want to go do something random that you
We're not skydiving on Sunday.
You know it's not my thing. You know it's not my thing. And you gonna ask me, then you accept, you setting yourself up to get this no you about to get.
Absolutely.
And I'm finna give you this work. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
But I had to learn that in life. That wasn't something that I was like you. I was a yes man. I said yes to everything because I thought that was what I was supposed to do.
Absolutely.
No. Yeah. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be there. I'm not going to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I wanted to say you have to be careful in the rage stage as well.
Yes.
Because during the rage stage, it's about as dangerous as the internalizing. Because people can catch these strays.
Okay.
And you don't want that. Because
the innocent bystander. Yeah. hey, that's how you do it. Whoa. Hold on there, cowgirl.
Everybody calm down. Anger is appropriate for where you may be.
Yes.
But you have to make sure that you are kind of letting that out in the right place with the right people and making sure that you don't put that on others who have nothing to do with what's going on.
You're cutting people who don't even deserve to be cut. Put your knife up.
Listen, and things that I'm learning too is God's no be protection.
Yes.
People walking out, people leaving you, and your little stupid tail keep trying to go back. You are extending and hurting yourself. You are literally stabbing yourself in the back. The Lord be trying to prevent us
from
getting hurt in shenanigans. And we still be trying to shenan.
I would actually say not in the back, in the heart.
In the heart.
Because that's what's hurting you, not your back.
You're right.
Your heart is hurting.
It's told down.
Because you keep trying to linger on to something that you should have let go 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
5 years ago, 3 years ago, 3 months ago.
At the red flag, it was not a carnival.
You knew when you went on the first date that it was a no. And you kept going.
You knew when you went to that job and the interview, it was a no. Because management was trash, but you was caught up in the coins.
Caught up in the coins.
You said, I ain't never made this much money in my life, and now you're depressed.
Hello?
So, absolutely, you knew it was a no then.
Yes.
Stop looking at the potential of stuff and take the reality for what it is. That potential had you somewhere toe down.
The potential don't
mean... People don't reach their full potential, just so you're clear.
Yeah, and potential don't mean nothing. I got the potential to be a lawyer, but until I go to school and become and do all of the work, I'm not a lawyer.
Correct. So marrying potential, looking, getting with somebody for potential when people don't fully match their potential, is dumb.
It is dumb. And I had to teach myself that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I definitely stayed in a situation way longer than I should have because of the potential.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And it never came to fruition.
They still ain't care.
Hello?
They still ain't reached their full potential.
And they are still out here.
Just.
In the wind. Yeah.
They still ain't made their full
potential. And child, I'm going to let them stay over there.
With that.
Go over there with that. Goodbye. You get nothing from me.
Don't make me call. Porsche. Woo! With your unproductive self.
Okay.
Anywho.
But yes, so grief will make you feel abandoned too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I feel abandoned when I lost my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt the abandonment. I said in that,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, nobody else is going to get me.
Mm.
Nobody else is going to understand me like she does.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
and can I tell you that that's true?
Yeah.
We like try to like make people like, oh no, I lost my, no, I don't, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you've lost a job, mm-hmm. if you've lost a child, if mm-hmm. you've lost a spouse, been mm-hmm. divorced,
mm-hmm.
if you've lost a grandparent, a parent, a sibling, no one is going to understand where you are. I do not care if they've experienced it.
Exactly.
And it's okay to let people say, I know I don't understand. I'm just going to sit here with you.
Exactly.
Stop trying to make me feel like you understand. You do not. I don't care. I don't care where you are.
Yeah, everybody deals with it differently.
And the matter of fact is the case of my situation is still different.
Yes, absolutely.
My relationship with my grandmother, no matter how close you were, is still different
absolutely.
Than mine and yours.
Yes.
My divorce is still different mm-hmm. than yours. I don't care what happened. The
yes.
loss of my child or the loss of a parent. I don't care that you lost your parent. Those circumstances are different.
They are different.
There are no two heart attacks that are dealt with the same at the hospital when you come in through the emergency.
Exactly.
They're not going to process you the same. They're not going to give you the same, they may not even give you the same treatment plan.
Yes.
So stop trying to make me feel like you get it because you've lost something similar.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm off my soapbox.
Baby, because you went there and I was letting you. No, you don't have to apologize, baby.
I'm like, I'm sick of that.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Yes.
Because, I mean, even Jesus did, he healed people differently.
Yes.
From the same disease.
And some he didn't heal.
Okay. Some people... He just spoke and they were healed.
Mm-hmm.
Some people he spit on the ground and made clay and put it on their eyes and they were healed.
Correct.
Some people he told them just go and wash and
yes.
they were healed.
Correct.
But they all got healing, but it wasn't the same way.
Correct.
He treated people differently. So you're all going to experience different healings.
Mm-hmm.
You may get to the same end result.
Correct.
But you all have your own journey.
Yes.
And your journey is important.
Yes.
So don't try to make your journey my journey.
Correct.
Nor will I make my journey yours.
Correct.
But yes, you can feel abandonment from death.
Yes.
And from grief and from especially if that person was a anchor in your not only in your family but in your life.
Yes.
As far as I can remember, she's always been there. So
yeah.
There was a sense of abandonment there.
Yeah.
And I was like, do I try to fulfill that with someone who's here on earth? But mm-hmm. I'm like, no one will ever feel her shoes.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's something that you have to walk through
mm-hmm.
and get to the other side of
yeah.
lifting.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. And you do get to the other side.
You do.
I promise. It may seem like it's taking forever. And it may seem like this other thing too. And it may not take forever at all.
Mm-mm.
You may get, there's no time.
There is.
And I don't want nobody to hold you to it. It need to take you a year to. Baby, if it take you 2 weeks and you on the side, baby, you feel great. I want to congratulate
Walk
you.
In it.
And if it took you 3 years, I still got the same congratulations at the other side.
Walk in.
I don't care how long it took you to get there.
Yeah.
The goal is that we got there.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I see here it says the fear of abandonment can lead to a cycle of unfulfilled relationships.
Ooh.
A cycle.
Ooh, well,
of unfulfilling relationships.
That is a mouthful.
Okay.
Ooh, take inventory, everybody. One, two.
Let's pause for a pause. Okay.
Not pointing any fingers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Go
Yowzers,
down the line.
Snousers. Okay.
That will, it will keep you in a cycle of unfulfilling. fulfilling relationships.
Yeah.
You'll have unfulfilled relationships and friendships and people that you're actually dating or married to. Mm-hmm. You'll have all these unfulfilled relationships because you've been abandoned. You haven't dealt with that.
Absolutely.
And so you'll be on a merry-go-round that never ends.
Yeah.
And you're looking to get off, but it never stops.
Yeah.
You have to make a conscious decision that I'm going to change this.
Yeah.
And it has to be you. It can't be anybody else. Mm-hmm. I can want it for you all you want all day long. Mm-hmm. But until you decide that you want something different, the cycle will continue.
Correct.
And you'll have all these unfulfilling relationships that you are dealing with that actually is dealing with you. Mm-hmm. You're not dealing with them at all.
You ain't got no handle on nothing.
Yeah.
It's riding you like a horse chap.
Right. All right, Marie. Your best. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. She go left sometimes, y'all. I come really back here. We love you for that best.
What would you do without me?
Girl, I don't know.
Ooh. Ooh, all right.
But yeah. Anyway, five ways to heal from the fear of abandonment.
I'm with it.
Stop hyper-focusing on everyone else and everyone else needs while neglecting your own.
Yowzers. Okay. That's a good place to start.
Don't focus on everyone needs while you're neglecting your own.
Yeah.
Find and nurture safe, healthy relationships.
Okay.
Soothe your inner child. Let's just stop there for a second.
Ooh.
You've got to deal with that inner child.
Yes.
And until you deal with that inner you, the inner child in you, you will always deal with unnecessary trauma and you'll bring it up in every relationship that you deal with.
Yeah.
You've got to heal that broken child inside of you.
Yes.
That's
so true.
You got to deal with that trauma. Oh, I missed the fifth one. Okay. Sorry, y'all.
Okay.
Don't take your fear or feelings as a fact.
I have a really good friend
mm-hmm.
Who used to say, your feelings are not facts.
They're not.
They're not. And they're they not.
Change. Mm-hmm. Your feelings change all day long.
Your feelings are not facts.
They're not.
Yep.
Your feelings will change all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You can like strawberry pie mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you can dislike it.
Yeah, have a bad batch and never eat it again.
Okay, because let me tell you something about the Chipotle over in Hundred Oaks.
You got an alt.
They made me sick.
Yeah,
I'm not going back to the Chipotle ever again.
Ever.
And I'm one of those people, like if I go somewhere and it makes me sick, I can't return there.
Yeah.
So I can't go back to that place.
I understand.
And that was just a bad batch. Doesn't mean that they're consistently always bad.
Correct.
But that's my feelings toward it.
I understand.
But your feelings are not your facts.
Correct.
Are not facts.
They're not.
So stop trying to make them.
Yeah. Your perception is not reality.
Mm-mm.
So you got to stop that too.
Yep.
Yeah. Ask questions. Stop assuming.
Yes. Making statements and assuming. That's what you do. All right. Anything else we want to talk about?
I didn't have anything else.
All right. We hope that you enjoyed this episode.
Yes.
Take some time and deal with, if you have dealt with or are dealing with abandonment, take some time, sit with that, make sure that you are healing from that. Yeah. Don't just
go from meaningless relationship to relationship.
Okay. In a cycle.
Of just go and break up with him now, girl.
A cycle of unfulfilled relationships. Okay? Yikes. Take the necessary steps seriously so that you can heal from your abandonment. Don't let that be your life story.
Yeah.
That you feel abandoned and you continue to feel abandoned for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
You deserve to feel loved.
Yeah.
Wanted. Mm-hmm. Fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Desired. Mm-hmm. All of the things.
Mm-hmm.
You are enough just as you are.
Just as you are.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No add-tos, no takeaways.
That's right.
And people have to learn to accept to deal with that. And if someone has abandoned you, it has nothing to do with you and everything to do with their abandonments.
Absolutely.
Because they could see something going well and fear it continuing to go well. And because they never received that at home, they will abandon that.
There was self-sabotage out of fear. Let me end it so I can control it because it may end anyway. So let me go and cut it now.
Yes. Yes. They go into a situation giving it an expiration date.
Absolutely.
And you should go into it not giving it an expiration date, but giving it, going into it wholeheartedly, hoping that it will work. Absolutely. Completely.
Yeah.
I am a glass half full type guy.
Me too. I'm a glass half full too.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
it is half full.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Well, we hope that you have enjoyed this episode.
Yes.
You can follow us on Instagram at bestinme20. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Jay Collier. I don't post anything.
Ever. I think his page is private.
It is.
Well, how raggedy is that? How you gonna have a pet?
Best in me is not private. It's open to
but
the
But people
want to
get to know you.
Do they?
You can follow me at _ Marie Elaine. My page is not private.
But I will accept your friendship if you tell me you follow Best in Me. So
okay, put that in the DM chat.
Yeah, put it in the DM.
Let that be the only thing you put in the DM.
Hello. All
right.
Because some of you are weird. There's that. remember, I'm going to put a poll up. Yes, a poll up on the Best of Me 20 Instagram page and ask, have you dealt with your abandonment?
Yes. Have you
dealt with it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Listen, remember, Best of Me, love you. You are smart, you're strong, you're handsome, beautiful, and brave. We love you. Have a great day and be a leader.
Be a leader, you guys.
Bye. Bye.